News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us here on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunrise. I'm Chris Elio, filling in for the great Mark Lawrence, who is at home, hopefully enjoying some vacation time, some R&R on this very pleasant Monday morning. Looks like we're going to have a pleasant day throughout with mostly sunny skies and pleasant weather and a high of 86 before the storms come inevitably. But enough about weather. We've already given enough due time to the weather. Right now, we're going to talk small business as we have Steve Stumbris, who is the director of Bucknell University's Small Business Development Center. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Chris.
And we have Kendi Alvarez. She's an upcoming presenter for the SBDC's two-part series on Facebook and Instagram. Very interesting stuff in business these days. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
So, tell me about what's going on in the Bucknell University Small Business Development Center, the upcoming annual celebration of the small businesses. What's happening?
Absolutely. Well, Mark absolutely chose a great day out there to get a little bit of R&R in.
Yes.
Can't fault him for that. But Chris, thanks so much for having us here in the studio this morning. Very excited to be here and share some updates about what's been happening in the small business community in the Susquehanna Valley, and in particular, next Friday's annual awards event. Each year at Bucknell University, the Small Business Development Center works with literally hundreds of entrepreneurs and small business owners. Throughout last year, we helped helped entrepreneurs start 31 new businesses in the region.
That's excellent.
And this annual event is designed to showcase a few of their stories. So at Bucknell University's annual celebration of small business next Friday on July 26th, we will be hosting a breakfast event at one of the great event spaces on Bucknell's campus. We will have a small business expo featuring six of those clients, and we'll be sharing the stories of success of four of these entrepreneurs in a bit of detail.
Well, that sounds amazing. And would you suggest anybody come to this? Would you get like a temperature of what's going on in the region in terms of, you know, businesses around here? Is that the best possible gauge?
It's a great way to learn about the role that the Small Business Development Center has in our community, in the way that we provide education and provide direct advising to entrepreneurs. So people who are looking to start a business, or business owners who are looking to grow or bring some sort of innovation to their company or to the marketplace, you'll hear stories about those kinds of people. So if you are a startup enthusiast, if you're a fan of the small businesses of the region, if your shopping preferences, and I know, of course, it's Amazon Prime Day today, so a lot of people are at their keyboards and on their mobile devices getting some deals. But if the deals that you are really passionate about are those that are offered every day throughout the year in your community, in the downtowns of where you live and work and play, those are the small businesses that we are here to support, and those are the small business owners whose stories will be shared next Friday. So absolutely, everyone in the community can take something away from this.
And it also sounds like it would be a remarkable networking event for someone who is like literally, I don't even know where to start.
It truly is the pulse of the business community. These are the innovators and up and coming business owners. Very often, we love to share the stories of people who have recently started their businesses, and it's an inspirational morning to hear often about hurdles that have been overcome and ideas that have been planned out and plans that have been put into practice. And people who have literally changed their lives by starting their own business, really fulfilling that dream of being their own boss or creating something new for our community.
We're chatting with Steve Stumbris, the director of the Bucknell University Small Business Development Center. Now we're going to turn our attention to Kendi Alvarez, who's going to be doing a presentation. You're going to be one of these presenters next Friday, correct?
Or following next Friday, Kendi's going to be on
I'm
our
sorry.
Calendar of upcoming workshops. Well, actually, one preface for that is part of what the SBDC does throughout the year is offer education for these business owners.
Ah, okay. And, I made that mistake.
We look to people who are experts in subjects, all manner of subjects of interest and of need to operating and thriving in a small business.
Okay.
So Kendi is one of our upcoming presenters at not just one, but two of our upcoming workshops.
Right. And we mentioned the Amazon Prime. People are going to be at their keyboards online, on the computer. Social media has got to be one of the major backbones of the small business owner at this point, correct?
Yes. I actually think that social media, more so than having your own website, gives small businesses an opportunity to have a greater reach and be more intricately integrated with their constituents. So whether it's a small business that deals with clients or a small business that deals with other companies, it gives you an opportunity to interact and to be able to send out messages that are timely and efficient and effective when it comes to marketing.
Now, when you talk about using social media in terms of promoting your business and whatnot, in your workshops here, are you going to cover everything on like what to do online and what not to do online and how? Like, give me an example of something you might throw out there to someone who and if you can do it in such a short form way, what's some advice you can give to a small business owner?
Well, the reason that we're doing a two-part series is that we're starting off with the basics. So setting up a business or Instagram or Facebook page for small businesses. And then the second one will go into greater detail and using AI to create a bot for Facebook, but also doing a lot of do's and don'ts. Like, how do you create a list on Facebook so that you can segment out your clients from your personal interactions on your personal Facebook page?
Because that's a major thing. Like, I don't own a... I used to own a business in California, and it got very confusing, so much so that I had to, create a whole different, thing, almost like a whole different personality, which is weird.
Right,
but
right.
At the same time, you kind of have to... Because, even here at WKOK, I have to be careful with political statements that I make online and stuff because people know me here and I'm supposed to be even keel and whatever. So, yeah, I could see how that could be a very difficult thing. We're chatting with Steve Stumbers and Kendi Alvarez from the SBDC. So is there any cost? So how does someone go about getting into Kendi's, presentation for that matter?
So next Friday's celebration event is on July 26th, but then very soon after that, Kendi kicks off her two-part series on Facebook and Instagram on July 31st. That's the introductory. It's setting up a presence for your business on Facebook and Instagram, July 31st. And then on August 28th, there's the follow-up, really getting into the depths of making the most out of those two social media platforms for your business. So July 31st, August 28th, the place to find and to sign up for those workshops is at the Bucknell SBDC's website, bucknell.edu/SBDC for Small Business Development Center. Easy to find events there.
Right. And just to be clear, you don't have to be affiliated with Bucknell. You don't have to be a student at Bucknell. You don't have, you can just be
a
random person.
So the services of the SBDC, we provide educational workshops throughout a 6-county area. So Northumberland and Snyder and Union, Montour, heading south to Juniata and Perry County. These are the counties of Pennsylvania that Bucknell's SBDC serves, actually as part of a statewide network of SBDCs. And these workshops are open to the public. Two interesting things about the SBDC, how we serve the community. These workshops have a fee. So sign up for these. $35 for each workshop.
That's not bad at all.
But actually, I'll share a special invitation for listeners this morning. Sign up for both of those, and it will only be $50.
Wow.
So, hey, we're offering our own deals today, Kendi. Thanks very much.
Helping out the small businesses right off the bat. That's what they need.
Yeah. But the services purposes of the SBDC throughout the year, when we meet with a business owner or we meet with an entrepreneur who is seeking to become a business owner, those services are provided at no charge. So a service available to the community, and again, throughout six counties, available consulting, one-on-one meetings, one-on-one advising, and research and information vital to opening and sustaining your small business, available to the public at no charge.
And what's that site one more time?
bucknell.edu/SBDC.
Steve Stumbris, Kendi Alvarez, you coming back for the second half of this hour?
Absolutely.
All right, yes, we can't wait to talk to you in the back end. This is WKOK Sunrise. We'll be back with Steve Stumbris and Kendi Alvarez in the bottom half of the hour. If you want to hear more, we're going to dive more into this topic. But for now, here's some break, and we'll be back on the other side.
On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
Good morning, and thank you so much for joining us here on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunrise. I'm Chris Elio in for the immortal Mark Lawrence. I don't know why he needs days off for rest. He's immortal. But he wants to take days off to do whatever it is that Mark Lawrence does on his own time, so we wish him well on that, and he will be back soon. But for right now, you're stuck with me. And I am stuck with Steve Stumbris, gratefully, and Kendi Alvarez, who are here from the Bucknell University Small Business Development Center talking about their events that are coming up, their workshops, what they do, and all the latest things. And we talked the last hour. We spoke about the upcoming event on Friday. Yep. It's coming up next Friday, correct?
Next Friday. And, Chris, we're happy to be stuck with you. Thanks again for having us here with you at WKOK this morning.
Thank you so much. I feel so wanted.
You are. You are. We appreciate you. But absolutely. A few minutes ago, we were chatting about Bucknell University's annual Celebration of Small Business. And this special event comes up next Friday on July 26th. 8 o'clock in the morning at Bucknell University is a breakfast that tells the stories of small business owners throughout the region. Businesses who have worked with the SBDC over the past year to start their businesses, to grow their businesses. We will have a special Small Biz Expo featuring seven of these clients, and we will be presenting awards such as the Small Business of the Year, the Young Entrepreneur of the Year, and Product Innovator of the Year. Really, really special way to highlight the successes and the really innovative stories of small business owners for our region.
And now we can talk about that all day long. I mean, who's going to be the Young Entrepreneur? Who's going to get the Small Business of the Year? But
you'll have to show up next Friday to learn that.
You'll have to show up, and I'm sure we'll drag you back in here so you can talk about it on another
day. Happy to come back.
But we have Kendi Alvarez here, who has a very interesting workshop that she teaches or that she presents about Facebook and Instagram, social media, and how it works with small businesses. So first and foremost, how did you get into, like, get to be such a person that could, you know, present such a thing and be so helpful in this area?
Well, Chris, that's actually an interesting story. I am a mortgage originator, and in trying to grow my own business, I realized that I had to provide something of value to realtors to get them to send business to me. And in doing that, I decided, well, I'm really active on social media. Why don't I teach them how to use this? The average age for a real estate professional is in their mid to upper 50s, so it's not something that they typically have a whole lot of experience in. And I said, well, I can do that. Let me teach them how to use social media. So I do a class that's a basic, why you need an Instagram and a Facebook business page. A lot of people use their personal page, and it's not really the best option. There's a lot of analytics that are available if you use a business page, and that's one of the big benefits. And so I teach them how to review the analytics so that they can determine what you place ads on, what kind of additional posts you should do, and then the differences between, you know, just a basic written post as opposed to something with graphics or something even better with video.
Right, and yeah, the visual, so that's an interesting tip right there. So the visual aspect is definitely something that grabs people more attention than just, you know, just the text.
Yes, definitely.
So do you find, and now you mentioned that it's in realty, specifically real estate, that it's older people.
Mm-hmm.
Have you found that, you know, that younger entrepreneurs are excelling in small business because of now the use of small business? I mean, the use of social media. Sorry, I repeated myself.
Yeah.
Because
well,
the use of social media now?
The interesting thing about social media is that it doesn't matter what your age or your technical ability. Everything can be broken down into really simple steps. And as long as you follow those, it doesn't matter if you're an entrepreneur and you're 18 or, you know, you're in your mid to, you know, anywhere from 55 to, say, 70. I have a realtor that I work with who is an older realtor and is really phenomenal at it because she's just diligent. It's about taking the time, learning what it is that you need to do, and then more than anything else, deciding that you're actually going to do it.
Well, and knowing that ultimately it's going to lead to success.
Yes.
I mean, that's the thing. And have you ever come across, like, you know, older individuals who don't believe in the social media aspect and just are just, oh, I just like the old school or whatever it is, and they just refuse to buy in?
Yes, but then when you have a conversation on the amount of users who are likely to see your ad in a paper or in those real estate magazines that are typically in the Sunday paper, and how many people don't actually read that Sunday paper, that are in the demographic of first-time homebuyers, who they're, you know, they're the clients that they want because they're the clients that will then become repeat buyers, that's not how you reach them. And if you don't reach them where they are, you're going to have a problem reaching them at all.
Makes perfect sense. We're speaking with Steve Stumbris and Kendi Alvarez of the Bucknell University Small Business Development Center. So there are four major social media platforms, basically. It's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Those are like the four major ones, I would say, that are used most by most people. Are there some that are more professional than others?
I would say that yes. Facebook and Instagram are definitely more professional. You've got a lot of businesses easing into Snapchat and using Snapchat as ads. Twitter is complicated for most people.
It's the wild west of social media,
yes.
As I say, yeah.
Wild west.
Like you can post videos and photos on Twitter, but a lot of people have problems navigating the do's and the don'ts as it comes to Twitter and what you should and shouldn't do.
There really are no don'ts.
Yeah. Well, that is exactly the problem. And so I feel like if you're focusing on definitely using a platform or a combination of platforms, the benefit to Facebook and Instagram is that they're paired.
Right, they're
linked,
right.
And so you can very easily post to one and then post to the other, so it makes it a whole lot easier. And then everyone who's in business should have a LinkedIn.
Yeah, that's and you don't hear that very often anymore about LinkedIn unless you're in business. And I think that's probably the most professional one out of all of them, right? Because
yes.
It's strictly professional.
It's supposed to be strictly professional.
True.
So let's put a bow on this. So when are your presentations?
So on July 31st and August 28th.
Okay.
Yes, they will be at the Bucknell SBDC, downtown Lewisburg.
Okay.
And if you're looking to follow me on social media, it is @mortgage_Susquehanna_Valley, because I will do mortgages throughout the Susquehanna Valley. I will also do mortgages in the four corners of Pennsylvania, but I figured that was, you know, a little bit much.
Yeah, well,
you got a sweet spot.
Yeah,
yeah, of course. You got to have a home base, right?
Exactly.
So do you need to, let's just say I can't make the 31st, but I can make the second one. Is there any benefit of going to the second one if I can't go to the first one?
If you've already have a Facebook or Instagram business page set up, then you can more than likely just catch up.
Okay.
Where we start on
so
the
first one.
One
is for people who have no idea. Like,
yes,
basically have never stepped foot in social media.
Exactly. We're going to talk about why it's important, make sure that everyone can get one set up. That way they're prepared for the second one.
Okay.
That's something that attendees at our workshop, and as Kendi said, downtown Lewisburg, right across the street from the campus theater, is the downtown program room and offices of the SBDC. Guest Wi-Fi is available. So attendees at that workshop, they can bring their laptop, bring your own devices, hop on the free Wi-Fi, and as you're going through, some some of the setup steps for your business Facebook page, business Instagram page. Bring your device, get right to it.
Social media presentation and free Wi-Fi, I'm there. Okay,
absolutely.
And then real quick, what's the website for the SBDC as a whole?
Sign up for these events, either of Kendi's workshops on July 31st and then on August 28th at bucknell.edu/SBDC. Look for events there.
Steve Stumbris, Kendi Alvarez, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate your great knowledge on small business.
Thanks for having us.
All right,
Chris.
We will see you soon.